The proposal in the agency's 2014 budget request calls for Customs and Border Protection to study the feasibility and cost of charging a land border crossing fee for pedestrians and passenger vehicles. It does not suggest an amount to charge. Vermont Congressman Peter Welch and New York Congressman Bill Owens, both Democrats, have sent a joint letter to Secretary of Homeland Security Janet Napolitano expressing their opposition to the proposal. They write, quote, "The imposition of such a toll is the absolute last thing we should be doing to grow our economy. It would be a waste of government resources to even study the flawed idea," unquote. Earlier this week, Congressman Owens told WAMC the idea is without merit.
If you look at what it would mean just operationally, it would slow down the process. I mean, it's just a wholly, in my view, ridiculous proposal.
In Vermont, Jay Peak Ski Resort is only a few miles from the Canadian border. President Bill Stenger says Homeland Security is putting forth a terrible proposal.
It's bad policy, bad commerce, and a foolish idea, and I don't think it'll see the light of day. We know we want to keep the border with Canada open. Obviously, there is a job to be done to make sure that the border is secure, but commerce along the border is so significant that to put any kind of financial restriction on crossing the border would be an absolutely horrible idea.
Lake Champlain Regional Chamber of Commerce President Tom Torty agrees.
It's a really bad idea. Now, I understand it's only a study. It's one of many options put forth by Homeland Security to fund additional Customs and Border Patrol agents. But their inability to fund positions should not come at the expense of what I believe will be a loss of tourist traffic and perhaps business traffic coming across the border.
Torty explains that's because people are price sensitive when they travel.
I'll just use Vermont as an example. Right now we have a very favorable tax rate compared to Quebec. So we see a lot of folks coming down to the Burlington area. If you start adding a fee to what it costs people to come over, and if you add to that some of the things that the Vermont legislature is looking at doing, a meals tax increase, taxing clothing, then all of a sudden the difference between what someone can get for their dollar in Canada compared to the United States doesn't make it worthwhile for them to come down here and shop. It's really a wrong-headed move.
The Department of Homeland Security press office emailed that it is assessing options for broadening to land crossings the user fee base, which supports operations costs at ports of entry. Any study would be completed within 9 months of congressional approval. In published reports, Vermont Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy has called the fee proposal a bad idea, and Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins is calling for a unified Northern border opposition. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.